Once Indra, the king of heaven, and it really fits the outside music, remembered how he had actually made a great offense against Lord Krishna. He remembered how he had tested Lord Krishna by sending a rain flood which was totally inundating all of Vrindavan and gave pain to the cows and all the Brijbasis. They were actually fearing they would drown. And if Krishna would not have taken up the Govardhan hill, they would surely have drowned. Indra thought to himself, I was so envious of the Supreme Lord that I could never enjoy his pastimes as a little boy. I was always thinking, who is this Krishna? Who is this Krishna? Why do they all worship him so much? And because of my envious nature, I could never enjoy the pastimes of Gopal. With great lamentation, he went to Narada Muni and said, Narada, can you please arrange something so that again I can behold with my eyes which are smeared with repentance, the pastimes of little baby Krishna. Narada Muni said, I will try to arrange something. So he went to Dwaraka. He informed Lord Krishna, who was by now a king, to please come to Kurukshetra and make a great sacrifice during the occasion of the sun eclipse, which is an inauspicious time, which is counteracted traditionally by the by a fire sacrifice. Then Narada Muni said, I will go throughout the whole universe and will proclaim that you make a fire sacrifice, that all everyone is invited. Is this all right, Krishna? Krishna said, yes. He knew what Narada Muni had in mind. Bhagavan knows the mind of the Bhakta, and the Bhakta knows the mind of Bhagavan. It will be very dramatic. The scene is setting, the nature is coming along. So after Narada Muni had received the permission to invite everyone in the universe for the greatest sacrifice, where Lord Krishna would be personally present, he went straight to Vrindavan and said, Krishna makes a sacrifice in Kurukshetra. Oh, said Nanda Baba, this is only 70 kilometers from here. Yes, said Narada Muni, and I am going all over the universe to invite everyone. Everyone is invited except the Brijbasis. Nanda Maharaj looked at Yashoda. Yashoda looked at Nanda Maharaj. We are not invited? Everyone but us is invited. But we will go. We are the parents of Lord Krishna. When our son makes a sacrifice, we don't need an invitation. We come. When the Brijbasis heard this, they said, Chaliya, let us go. All the cowherd friends, all the gopis, and even the oxen and the cows decided to come. Even the birds decided to come to again see Lord Krishna at the sacrifice. So we all know from Krishna book how Lord Krishna came. He was dressed as a king. He came with many armies and warriors and so on and so forth. It was a great social event, and Krishna made the yajna in a place in Kurukshetra, which was guarded by a military encampment, which had four gates, one in the north, one in the south, one in the west, and one in the east. He was doing yagya. The brahmanas were with Lord Krishna, and the yagya was going on exactly when the Brijbasis arrived at Kurukshetra. Yashoda had said to Nanda Maharaj, "We will see Krishna, our Kanaya, and if we don't see him, we will die." So they arrived all in Kurukshetra, and they came to the four gates. The first ones who asked to see Krishna were the cowherd boys. The cowherd boys came to the eastern gate and asked the guard, "Please let us pass." The guard said, "Who are you?" "We are the friends of Krishna." "Oh," said the guards, "you seem to be very simple. Krishna is a king. He plays with princes, not with dirty cowherd boys who are small and who do lying." "Go home, little boys. You are not the friends of the king, Krishna." Sudama looked at Subal. They were crying. In the meantime, there was a discussion inside the camp. Who are the parents of Lord Krishna? Purnamasi, not Purnamasi, what is her name? The old one? No. The mother of Kamsa, an elderly lady, she always was saying that in Vrindavan they claim that Yashoda and Nanda are the parents of Krishna, but in actuality, Devaki and Vasudev are the parents of Krishna. This is not possible, that the Brijbasis are always making such a disturbance, claiming family relationships which are not there. Krishna belongs to Dwaraka. He's the son of Devaki and Vasudev. This discussion was going on. Narada Muni was asked, "Narada Muni, what do you say?" Narada Muni says, "I cannot say. It's a very difficult question about this Krishna." It is very difficult to say who are his parents. Shastras argue back and forth, but I will not say anything. But anyways, then at the other gate, the gopis arrived. "Can we see Krishna?" The guard said, "Who are you, please?" "We are his friends." The guard said, "Another thing of this nonsense. First there were these dirty little boys. Now there are these girls who look very simple, dressed in their village costumes. Krishna goes with princesses, not with little folklore girls. This is very disturbing. This is I heard from the Eastern Gate that there were these boys who claimed such things. Go, please go. Go in the forest. There you will find your lovers and friends." The gopis went away, crying. At this moment, yes, it is sad, I agree. At this moment, Nanda and Yashoda and some elderly people from Vrindavan arrived at the other gate. And they said to the guards, "Can we see Krishna?" The guard who was informed about the disturbance at the other gate said, "Don't tell me, when I asked you who you are, that you are the parents of Krishna." There's so much disturbance by these people from Vrindavan. We've heard from inside that this Brijbasis always claim Krishna belongs to them. This is too much. Who are you? Nanda Maharaj couldn't answer. Yashoda looked at Nanda and remembered what she said. If we can't see Krishna, we will die. But Yashoda said one thing. As she was fainting on the ground, she called out very, very loud, Kanai! Kanai! This moment, there was a big noise inside the sacrificial arena. You must understand, Krishna was there with the brahmanas and they poured ghee in the fire. Swaha! Swaha! It was so loud, so much swaha. There were tons of geese poured in the water. There was music, sacrificial music. There was so much noise. So Krishna was pouring the water, the ghee and the thing. His hand was guided by the brahmanas and he said, Swaha! Swaha! And thought of Vrindavan. He thought of the cowherd boys, of the gopis. He thought of his parents, Nanda and Yashoda. At this moment, from out of the noise, he heard this one word, Kanai! Krishna was moved. It came from the gate which was at his back. He couldn't see anyone there. The other person who heard this Kanai was Narada Muni, who quickly sent an information to Indra. Come fast. You will see the pastimes of Lord Krishna as a boy very soon. By the meantime, Krishna, Yashoda had again risen and stood at the gate with tears in her eyes. She couldn't see anything out because her eyes were with so many tears. And again she very sweetly and very softly whispered, Kanai. Krishna heard this a second time. There was no mistake. He heard it over the noise of the brahmanas chanting Swaha. He heard it over the noise of the music. He heard it over the noise of the elephants and the weapons which were held by the soldiers. Kanai! He turned around. He threw his crown to the ground. He became a little naked boy and started to run. Ran past the guards. Indra by now was behind a cloud and looked down. Wow, so such a beautiful form, running so fastly, only covered by the four directions, totally naked, how sweet. And a little Gopal ran just out of himself with joy and came to the gate, jumped over the guard's lances, right into the arm of Yashoda. Hare Krishna. This shows you a little of the love of Vrindavan. Krishna is the beloved of the Brijabasis. And he exchanges in loving pastimes with the Brijabasis, which are just so sweet and wonderful that no other places, spiritual destinations, can compare with this wonderful Leela. Hare Krishna. It is very satisfying to the heart to hear about Krishna.